Welcome to Base by Base, the papercast that brings genomics to you wherever you are. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow and rate us in your podcast app. So, I want you to think about a problem so many of us deal with daily.
Yeah, severe dry skin or maybe eczema.
Exactly, or psoriasis. And when we have these issues, we usually just slather on heavy lotions or barrier creams, right? We treat it from the outside.
Right, because we think of the skin as the static physical shield.
But the biological paradox we are diving into today is how your skin actually gets the raw materials to build that shield from the inside.
It's a massive logistical hurdle.
It really is.
Yeah.
Especially when you realize the outermost layers of your skin, the epidermis, don't even have blood vessels. They are completely avascular.
Completely cut off from the direct capillary networks that feed the rest of our organs.
So how are these outer skin cells grabbing heavy-duty fats from the blood to build a waterproof seal? It's a huge mystery.
And solving it completely changes our understanding of human biology.
Today we celebrate the work of Wong and their research team, who advanced our understanding of this exact mechanism.
They really have.
Their findings were published in a 2026 paper in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, or PNAS. And the data inside bridges advanced lipid transport with structural dermatology in a way we haven't seen before.
It's a profound piece of research.
Okay, let's unpack this. To understand the barrier, we need to look at the skin like a factory assembly line.
A factory where the workers, the keratinocytes, are born at the bottom basal layer and get pushed upward.
Right. And a normal human epidermal turnover cycle takes, what, about 40 to 56 days?
Yeah, roughly 2 months. So the protective skin layer you have right now started forming weeks ago.
But in pathological states, like psoriasis, that assembly line goes into severe overdrive, right?
Absolutely. The inflammatory environment forces those cells to migrate up to 8 times faster than normal.
8 times? Wow. So, does the granular layer even have the time to synthesize the barrier components?
No, they don't. They are essentially rushing incomplete, unequipped cells to the surface. They fail to properly execute their late-stage differentiation.
Which means they can't produce what they need to.
Exactly. Specifically, they fail to synthesize these things called lamellar bodies.
Yeah, lamellar bodies aren't just simple bubbles. They are complex secretory organelles packed with ceramides, free fatty acids, and phospholipids.
They are the mortar for the brick wall of your skin. They lay down specialized lipid sheets that seal the spaces between the dead surface cells.
And a major structural requirement for this mortar is linoleic acid,
which is an essential omega-6 fatty acid.
Essential meaning our bodies can't make it from scratch.
Right, we lack the enzymes to synthesize it de novo. We have to get it entirely from our diet.
So in the epidermis, linoleic acid is biologically non-negotiable. Without it, the whole architecture just collapses.
You get severe water loss through the skin.
Which brings us back to our central paradox. You've got these skin cells in the upper layers furiously trying to manufacture massive quantities of these lipids.
Completely dependent on a dietary fat circulating in the blood.
Right, but they sit so far away from the nearest capillary bed in the dermis below.
Tens of micrometers away.
And just floating large, heavy lipid molecules through the watery space between cells over that distance is
thermodynamically highly unfavorable. It just doesn't happen passively.
So for decades, dermatologists knew the lipids were getting there, but the actual molecular machinery doing the transport was a total blind spot.
The mechanism remained entirely elusive.
That is, until the researchers followed the trail of a transporter protein called MSSD2A.
And MSSD2A is practically royalty in the neuroscience field.
Yeah, prior to this paper, it had a heavily documented reputation that had absolutely nothing to do with the skin.
Historically, it was known as the critical gatekeeper at the blood-brain and blood-retina barriers.
Right, its main claim to fame was importing essential omega-3s, specifically DHA, from the blood directly into the brain.
The neurological dependency on this transporter is staggering. In humans, mutations in the MSSD2A gene don't just cause minor issues.
They lead to catastrophic developmental failures, right? Like progressive microcephaly.
Yes. The brain fails to achieve normal volume because it lacks the lipids needed for myelin, the insulating sheath around our neurons.
So without MSSD2A shuttling fats into the brain, the nervous system basically short circuits.
Exactly.
So the scientific community viewed this transporter entirely through a neurodevelopmental lens. But the research team here decided to look at the broader genetic landscape.
they mined public databases to see where else this gene was being expressed across the human body.
And what they found completely overturned the established dogma.
The data revealed that MSSD2A expression is actually highest in the skin.
Higher than in the brain.
Higher than the brain, the lungs, the liver, everything.
Finding the brain's most exclusive lipid transporter in massive quantities in the skin is a huge paradigm shift.
And they didn't stop there. They used single-cell RNA sequencing to map exactly where it was located within the skin layers.
Right, they isolated the specific cell populations, and it wasn't just everywhere.
No, it was highly enriched specifically in the differentiating upward-moving keratinocytes.
Exactly where the cells are frantically trying to procure lipids to build those lamellar bodies.
Positioned perfectly for the job.
And the clinical data from human patients makes this even more compelling. They looked at sequencing profiles of people diagnosed with atopic dermatitis and psoriasis.
The clustering showed a stark divergence from healthy controls. In the lesional skin of these patients, the MSSD2A expression was profoundly downregulated.
The crucial transporter was basically missing.
Largely absent from the cellular machinery.
But that presents a classic chicken or egg scenario. Is the missing transporter just a result of the skin being inflamed? Or is the loss of the transporter actually causing the disease?
To figure that out, the researchers needed an in vivo model. They had to eliminate the transporter to see what would happen.
But they couldn't just knock it out systemically, or the mice would develop lethal brain defects.
Right. So they engineered a highly precise tamoxifen-inducible epidermis-specific knockout mouse model.
Which they called the 2A IPCO model.
Exactly. Using a Crelox recombination system, they built a genetic switch.
So by giving the adult mice tamoxifen, they deleted the gene only in the skin cells, leaving the brain and everything else totally fine.
And the speed at which the disease presented was remarkable.
Just 17 days, right?
Yes. Within 17 days of flipping that switch, the mice developed severe dermatitis around their mouths, throats, and paws.
And the tissue analysis was clear. The skin showed massive hyperplasia. The cells were dividing out of control, trying to fix a barrier they couldn't actually build.
They also saw severe hyperkeratosis.
Which means the skin couldn't shed properly. The dead cells just stacked up into thick plaques.
Because the physical mortar of the skin barrier was gone. Under an electron microscope, the wild-type mice had beautifully organized lipid lamellae.
But the mutant mice?
Highly disorganized or completely missing.
So to prove this was a broken supply chain from the blood, they did this incredible transport experiment using a fluorescent lipid probe called LIDOX-LPC.
LIDOX-LPC mimics the specific class of circulating lipid that MSSD2A transports, but it glows red under a microscope.
So they injected this glowing fat directly into the mice's veins, let it circulate, and then looked at the skin.
In the normal mice, the avascular epidermal layers lit up brilliantly. The skin cells were actively pulling the synthetic lipid out of the blood and internalizing it.
But in the mutant mice, without the transporter.
Total darkness in the epidermis. The glowing lipids were circulating just millimeters away in the blood vessels.
But they couldn't cross the threshold. The bridge was completely severed.
And mass spectrometry confirmed the specific biochemical deficit. The skin didn't just lose all fats, it specifically lost linoleic acid containing phospholipids.
Starving for linoleic acid, just like we talked about, because the freight system designed to import it was shut down.
To make sure this applies to humans, they then tested primary human keratinocytes in a dish.
Right, they fed these human cells specific lipids, and the cells aggressively took them in and started maturing to form a barrier.
But when they used engineered RNA molecules, DCRNAs, to silence the MSSD2A transporter in those human cells.
The cells totally stalled out.
Even swimming in a surplus of the right lipids, they failed to internalize them. They couldn't mature.
So the raw material is useless without the specific conduit to bring it inside.
Exactly.
This shifts the paradigm dramatically regarding how we view circulating lipids. For a long time, these plasma lysophosphatidylcholanes, or LPCs, were just seen as metabolic waste.
Background noise from liver metabolism. But this research elevates them to vital biological cargo.
The liver is actively provisioning the blood with these complex building blocks.
And the skin, our largest organ, is constantly siphoning this cargo out of the plasma.
It's an active metabolic sink. Its structural integrity is directly tied to the lipid profiles in our blood.
Which has incredibly promising therapeutic implications.
Right, because current treatments for severe psoriasis or eczema mostly rely on topical creams or broad immunosuppressants.
we just suppress the immune system's reaction to the broken barrier, but this opens up upstream therapeutic vectors.
We could actually fix the broken supply chain.
We might develop targeted LPC therapies to bypass the transport blockade, or find drugs that enhance the activity of MFSD2A, forcing the skin to pull in higher volumes of necessary lipids.
Which brings us to the central insight of this deep dive. The protective barrier of our skin is not just maintained by localized magic. It actively relies on a specialized transport system driven by the MFSD2A protein.
It acts as a gatekeeper.
Right. It continuously pumps specific linoleic acid-rich lipids straight from our bloodstream into the avascular skin layers. And when that transporter fails, our skin's armor crumbles.
It really makes you rethink everything.
It does. What does this mean for personalized medicine? If our external physical resilience is so highly dependent on grabbing specific circulating fats from our blood, how much of our structural dermatology is dictated by our daily dietary fat intake? Could the future of treating chronic skin diseases involve highly personalized lipid diets based exactly on how efficiently your specific MFSD2A transporters operate?
The idea that your external physical armor is actively synthesized based on a personalized internal logistics network is just a remarkable shift in biology.
It truly is. There is always more complexity beneath the surface. This episode was based on an open access article under the CC BY 4.0 license. You can find a direct link to the paper and the license in our episode description. If you enjoyed this, follow or subscribe in your podcast app and leave a 5-star rating. If you'd like to support our work, use the donation link in the description. Now stay with us for an original track created especially for this episode and inspired by the article you've just heard about. Thanks for listening, and join us next time as we explore more science, base by base.
Skin warm wind from the bloodstream's tide, a signal drifts in tune, a single lipid note beneath the moon. Bring it in, bring it close, let the membrane sing, turn our supply into a sheltering thing. When the barrier trembles, when the surface fights, we learn what keeps the body's edges bright. Rougher kind of all.